kitchen yesterday as Nance was decorating the Christmas tree. So we're in a conference room now. We are mere feet from the Hilton Coliseum, where a top 20 matchup is going to collide tonight. I could not be happier. I know the Razorbacks have touched down. I believe they have shoot around at 12. Just talked with Scotty Thurman. He's all set. He's leaving tickets for a couple of buddies that I met here in Iowa. And they're true red Razorback fans.
All right.
So get ready, boys.
A couple of quick converts. I like it. So we're excited to be here, obviously, and we will talk about other things related to the world of sports as we go on through the show today. We've got some news on Torrey Hunter. He had his introductory press conference yesterday, and kind of an odd turn of events. Got into it with a reporter. We'll share the audio coming up. Got some news, too, here. Matty T, I don't know if you saw this. The drummer for Cake, big fan of the band, got himself in some trouble. We'll talk about that. NFL games back on tonight. We've got Dallas traveling to Chicago. There's a new person chasing down Bill Cosby, and it's not somebody that you want on your backside. Also, interestingly enough, I saw Vandy made changes on their staff, but not to their head coach. Derek Mason let Carl Durrell, their offensive coordinator, and some other assistants go yesterday, and I'm thinking, dude, that's not going to fix what's broken at Vanderbilt.
It's such a tall task. What James Franklin was able to do is not too many people around that's ever going to be able to do that.
NHL teams with the mumps and much, much more coming up. Let's start, though, with the football deal yesterday, and we were sort of following it from afar. And, Matty T, I don't know if you were paying any attention to it or not, but we were getting text after text and calls from people. Oh, my gosh, is he going to leave? Everybody's freaking out. It was so funny to me. But,
I think Rock City Times actually went with it.
They did. Yeah. They stirred the pot so bad. And people who were not familiar with Rock City Times probably got taken down hook, line, and sinker, which is hilarious.
But you know what it is? I'm so glad that they do what they do.
Yeah.
And they play off everybody's fears and the need to have to know everything right away and speculations and theory, all these things, because there are people who have a pretty intelligent brain that want to believe this kind of stuff and feed right into it. And it's hilarious. But that just goes to show you that with everything, all this information you get so quickly, most of it isn't true. Not even close to being true. When you think about why he left Wisconsin and found a great home, there's no way he would leave.
Pat.
No way.
The humor of all this is so funny. By the way, there is a new coach at Florida. It's Jim McElwain, the former Alabama offensive coordinator, who then became the head coach at Colorado State. $7 million buyout apparently held up the talks yesterday afternoon. They got it all worked out. So this is a 1:30 update yesterday on footballscoop.com. You may want to change the name of your little website there, because it's more like footballcrap.com. Per sources, Nebraska targeting Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema is in serious talks with him. Ike Horst, who is the AD at Nebraska, and Bielema have an extensive relationship from their time at Wisconsin. He served as their senior associate AD. And from what we hear, this got serious quick. More to come. His buyout clause is $2.5 million today, $2 million in January. A 340 update. Chris Lowe of ESPN spoke with Brett Bielema, who says he plans to remain at Arkansas. You think? Anyway, so there you go.
And here's the reason why he did a great job of coming out as soon as possible, because he's just finishing his second year, looking at a bowl game.
Yep.
There is no other way. If you want to polarize and create friction with a fan base, that's the way to do it. And so he did a fit that he doused that flame. You can irritate a lot of fans that say, excuse me, what are you looking to do?
Right.
We put up with what last year and what this year? And you thinking of leaving? No, sir. So he did a great job. I don't think he ever even entertained it, to be honest with you.
I agree.
You can, as great as Nebraska, the support is there. Great as the tradition of the program is there. I still think the future is moving more towards the southern part of the state if you're going to coach some college football. Not that you get Michigan, that's always going to be Michigan and schools
are
like that.
Are they, though? I don't know that they always are.
I think that if you get the right guy,
yeah.
Michigan, Ohio State are one of the few that can survive.
It's a foregone conclusion to me that Michigan will get Harbaugh. I have no doubt in my mind that Harbaugh is going to be the next head coach. For some people say, that doesn't make sense. Why would you go from the NFL? I just think there's some appeal there. That's going to be my pick if I was going to predict who I think is going to take it. The Les Miles, especially if it goes with the Pelini combo meal, makes a lot of sense, too. That would be very interesting to see. And if Pelini wanted to say, hey, Nebraska, how you like me now, be a great chance for him to get back in there. And, oh, by the way, he's going to be a hot commodity as a D.C. no matter who's got an opening. So we've been talking about Muschamp potentially to Auburn,
yeah,
or maybe even A&M. whoever he doesn't go to, I got to think they're going to target Pelini, a guy who's coached as a DC in the SEC before.
I wouldn't think Les Miles would leave LSU.
I don't either.
I mean, he's tripping over 4 stars to get to 5 stars down there. I mean, he's like, oh, excuse me, what are you, 4 stars? Okay, son, I'll be back to see you. I got to go talk to this guy who's 7 feet tall and he runs a 3-second 40-yard dash. I mean, he's, you know. So we'll see. It'll be fun. But I think Harbaugh's tough enough, and he's dynamic of a personality to be a recruit, an effective recruiter.
I don't know who Coach Bielema's agent is. I will say he's brilliant. Because when I saw the deal, I was like, this deal sucks for Arkansas. It's great for Bielema. He's got like, I think it was a $15 or $18 million, some crazy number buyout, that if Arkansas let him go, they had to pay him some gigantic number, and it continues on for an extended period of time. They only have to pay, he would only have to pay $2 million in January to get out of his contract. $2 million. That's a pittance. McElwain's is less at Colorado State, for goodness sakes. Will you come on? That's crazy.
And what's interesting is that's on the heels of, remember that Bobby Petrino buyout that that was in place before he got fired? It wasn't like $18 million when he signed it, and then it
yes,
decreased by a few million each season.
Yeah, but they got to let him go for cause, so it didn't cost him anything.
No, it didn't cost him anything, but you see how Jeff Long worked that one, and it's just kind of puzzling that wasn't in place for it. Just makes you think about the hiring process with Coach B, and maybe it didn't go down the way we thought. Maybe he actually had obviously had some kind of an upper hand and leverage on what he wanted in the contract.
So tell me about, give me a brief overview of the game. We're going to talk to John Walters coming up at 10:30 today. He's a play-by-play voice of Iowa State football and basketball and does Cyclone TV. We'll talk more about that with him when he gets in here. But the matchup is very intriguing, I think, for even the most casual of basketball fans.
Sure.
Talk to me.
Sure it is. Well, first and foremost, you have an Iowa State team that's playing at home and is about as good as home as you're going to find around the country. 8 o'clock tip. It's going to be a rowdy atmosphere. It's going to be a great test for the Hogs. They're rolling, but again, when you take a team on the road, and I just don't know if there's any more difficult environment than when you get into a place like Hilton Coliseum, where they've had success, great team, and of course they're chomping at the bit to get another top 20 team in here. The one thing that could happen, and we'll get into the key three later on.
Yep.
But when you look at Iowa State and how they've shot the ball recently and the game that they did lose, that plays right into the hands of the Hogs. Mm-hmm. And another interesting stat is the Hogs actually have a plus 4.5 rebounding margin, which they don't typically win too many games. You look at the stats, typically they will get out-rebounded. Iowa State's at about plus 1 and some change. So when you talk about if they're not shooting the ball well, that plays right into the hands of the Hogs, who know how to get it off the glass and get easy baskets. And if you want to win on the road, yes, you're going to have to make some tough shots, some tough jump shots, but if you can get dunks, layups, and free throws, and then open jump shots, the chances of you winning that game on the road are huge just because you're taking high percentage shots. So if the Hogs are able to rebound, they don't have to dominate, but if they're able to take advantage of getting the ball off the glass and getting some easy ones here and there, because there's going to be droughts. I'm just going to tell you, it's good. At some point, they're going to have to say, Bobby, BP, we need you to get us a tough one here, son. Get in the block.
But he can't bring the ball up and do it himself. They got to feed him the ball.
That's right. And that's why taking care of the ball is going to be huge. Kai Madden, his responsibility of taking care of those is going to be huge. Jabril Durham, this is going to be Durham's true test. I know you already went to SMU, okay? This is going to be a lot rowdier, and this is a much better team than SMU. So Durham, and then so those guys that are going to be handling Beard, they're going to have maybe one of the most important jobs tonight. And that's getting the ball in position for guys like Portis to make sure. Anthon Bell, getting him. We talked to Scotty about Anthon Bell, what's made him a better player this year.
Yeah.
He's gotten the ball in a better position on the court, thanks a lot due to his guards making sure he gets it where he's best.
Well, both these teams passed the ball really well. Iowa State had 26 assists in their victory over Lamar the other day.
It's a good team.
Not like Lamar's setting the bar, you know, for defense, but 26 assists is good no matter who you're playing. So, yeah, they both share the basketball well. They're both playing unselfishly. They both got playmakers. It's going to be fun. They both got shooters. This is a really good matchup for both teams. And at the end of the day, it's a top 20 matchup, first time since 2000 for Arkansas when they've been ranked, played a ranked. And they haven't had a road win against a ranked opponent as a ranked opponent for years beyond that. So, Bottom line is, it's going to help the RPI. It's going to let you know where you stand as far as nationally, because you're only getting it. Let's be honest. I mean, you'll have like two or three teams you're going to play the rest of the way that are nationally ranked or respected.
On the road, a great opportunity. That's a good point. Because you really do, because we go to Florida this year, we go to Kentucky this year.
And when the seeding folks go through the list and they go, oh, they played these guys, oh, they beat these guys, oh, they handled these guys, you know.
Yeah, that's
crucial.
They're
going to look at good wins, bad losses, you know, challenges, and this is going to be a game that's going to help them. It could be a real feather in the cap if they win.
For the seeding, of those types of things, because these two teams are most likely going to be in the NCAA tournament. Iowa State and Arkansas are most likely going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Unless they have a significant injury to one of their playmates, like if Niang got hurt again or if
Portis
got hurt. But other than that, they're a lock. I mean, they're virtually a lock.
And that, it is. So, you know, if you're a fan of college basketball, you're watching this game because both teams could be really dangerous. The one thing, you know, you look at Iowa State, what they've been able to be successful with since Hoiberg got there, a lot of junior college guys, a lot of transfers from four-year schools.
Yep.
So you got new names that people will be like, well, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Well, he just transferred in from, they got a kid from UNLV. So they definitely have a lot of talent on that side. Much like Arkansas, team that gets in the tournament could make a run to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to be interested in this game.
I know the league made this game for Arkansas, but I think going forward, this is the kind of game Coach Anderson needs to seek out to try to make his own. You know?
Hey, don't forget, he has a lot of games that he's been on the sidelines here in Iowa State.
Coach Anderson has had more success than most anyone. Iowa State, we were looking through the numbers today, they're 50-4 the last four seasons at home. 50-4.
That's nasty. Is that four seasons?
Yeah. They play, and that's including, I think, this year, too.
Okay.
This may be the fourth season. But anyway, we'd have to go back and look. But I read that
Is that the mayor's tenure?
I read that in the Democrat Gazette this morning. No, I don't know how many years he's been here exactly. We'll have to look. I'm not sure on any of this. But Mike Anderson, 8-2 all time against Iowa State when he was at Missouri in his 5 years there.
Tough.
And 4-1 in Hilton Coliseum. That is no joke. Pretty impressive. I got a call here from Robert, and then we've got to make a big announcement. So I teased it on the morning show. I'm excited to break some news coming up here. And this is not something that you need to go back 2 or 3 hours from now and go, that's bull hockey. Didn't turn out to be the case. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Justin, you said earlier, and I wanted to make sure I heard it right. Did you say Bielema's buyout is only $2 million? If someone wanted him like Nebraska?
That's what some story said that I just read this morning, and I think that's correct, yes. His buyout was very small on his end.
That is very low.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Holy crap. Okay, I just was confirming.
Yeah, I'll give you the exact numbers. It was like $3 or $4 million maybe out of the gate, maybe six even the first year. But, Robert, I'll get you the numbers in a second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, before we get into that, I'm going to look this up here. Bielema, I just looked up Bielema. And Coaching Search, I will give him credit on something. They did find the page of his contract that indicated his buyout. Here it is. First contract year, $3 million. Second contract year, $2.5 million. January 1, 2015, it's $2 million, and it goes down by $500,000 every year after that to the point in his sixth year, final year, it's $500,000. My guess is he'll either have moved on or have a new contract by the time that happens anyway, so that's probably not relevant.
Pocket change for most universities.
What his is as far as what he gets, I know is exponentially more than that, but I don't have the details on that in front of me. But I know it was a lot, because when I saw that contract when it first happened a couple years ago, when I saw it, I was like, whoa! His agent is on point here. He did a great job negotiating this deal.
You know what that also tells me, though? The whole negotiating process and who actually had the leverage was Bielema. I mean, as much as we heard that he wanted to get out of Wisconsin, and we are, I think, fortunate to have got him in the situation that was presented to Jeff Long. I thought it was a great, great hire. Just now your mind just lets you wander about who else was out there that wanted the Arkansas job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It almost seemed like he was like, okay, I'll come, but here's what my buyout's going to be just in case it goes south really fast.
Yeah.
I need to be able to get let out of my contract and go somewhere else.
No question.
So,
Danny Whitehall's got some more on that in a second, but before we do that, drum roll, please. We have to pass along some big news. Matty T.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, a source that can be trusted, unlike some that you saw working the coaching search circuit yesterday, has told me.
He told me,
and I'm going to tell everybody else now, you may have seen it in Wally's column today that he was talking about the Hall of Fame inductions and the fact that they settled on who's going to be announced officially into the next class of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I don't know who else is going in, but I have it on good authority, and I am 100% confident in announcing that my man, Matty T, our good buddy, Pat Bradley,
come
is going
on,
to be
no
a
way.
Hall of Famer. Oh, my goodness, Pat Bradley.
I don't even know.
Already a member of the Hall of Honor. Now the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame will open its historic
what a whirlwind.
Doors to you, my friend. You are welcomed into the fold.
I mean, what a 12 months we've had, guys, here in the zone. I honestly, I just feel
you know,
like,
it all started when you came back home where you belong.
That's it. Remember, when we came back, we had we broke some bread, and then we enjoyed some fantastic success on the court.
We ate some manicotti.
Had some manicotti. And then we had a great summer and a great fall, and it's just, I'm actually speechless. Don't know what to say. I just appreciate everybody.
Well, that's a lot.
You know what I like more than anything, honestly?
I'm speechless. Let me jump in here one more thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's Tommy Smith Radio 101.
No doubt.
Okay? Let me ask a couple questions, but before I do that, I enjoy more than anything, okay? It is an incredible honor, and actually, I'm humbled, and I don't, there's so, it's such a long list of people that
you'd like to thank.
Should be in front of me.
Starts with me.
Okay. But what the coolest thing about it is when everybody gets together, because I've got folks from Fayetteville, to Southern Arkansas, to the East Coast, the West Coast, that all get together to celebrate these kind of functions. And for me, that's the best part.
Bring it in.
It.
Bring it in. Give me a hug. Come on, baby. I'm so proud of you.
So that's the best thing. I mean, Matt Travis is going to wear a suit.
You're darn right I will.
I want Matty T.
At least dress shoes.
No, Matty T and I are going to go, and I'm going to wear an orange, and he's going to wear a blue tuxedo.
Please do that.
We're going dumb and dumber. It's going to be beautiful.
With the top hats and the canes?
No doubt. I'm going to smack him in the back of the legs, and I'm going to also kill a very...
Don't kill the Hall of Fame parrot.
I'm going to kill an ivory-billed woodpecker.
With the champagne cork?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Matty T, can...
What do you think of this, Matty T? What do you got to say? How about that? I mean, I'm honored and humbled to be working
with
the Hall of Famer.
The only thing I have to say is what took so darn long.
Hey, could you help me write a speech, Matt?
I'd like to.
I can, yes. Are you allowed to use profanities?
Can I use the last Matty T minute that you had?
It would go something like...
Don't say it.
Yeah, please don't.
I don't want to get kicked out already. I haven't even got it in.
Anyway, congratulations.
Well, thank you, buddy.
I'm happy for you. And I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you.
Congratulations!
And you know what? We were talking to Scotty the other day. And Scotty Thurman is in as an individual. He's also in as part of the championship team. You, I believe, could go in, if you play your cards right, as an athlete and potentially down the road 20, 30, 40 years from now as a broadcaster. I believe that.
You think?
I think so. I don't know if that's possible, but if it's legal, if it's acceptable, if it's under the guidelines and bylaws, I believe that you have the talent to go as far as you want in this business.
Then I probably should start taking a little more serious. I'm just kidding. I thought somebody was going to jump in with that joke, so I figured I'd take the lead on making fun of myself. I appreciate it, and honestly, all the Hall of Fame members that voted on it, and the foundation board of directors people, thank you. It's humbling, and it's really awkward. I got to be honest, it's really awkward.
Well, just wait; it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, you know,
now all day we're going to get Pat. Congratulations! I'm going to tweet it out here in a second too. So,
I mean, I know excitement's going to build, and
I'm excited.
You know, word will get out probably to a lot of the ladies around town.
Yeah, at least.
And then I don't know what I'm going to do with the ladies. You know what I mean, Matt?
Hey,
what I'm going to do with all the ladies.
As soon as I get back, we're going to set up a little booth outside on Cottondale Lane. And it's going to be a little box. Kiss a Hall of Famer. 5 cents.
I just want to hang out there for the leftovers.
No doubt about it. All right, let's get Danny and Whitehall in, then we'll take a time out and come back. John Walters has arrived. We'll visit with him in just a moment. What's up, Danny?
Hey, hi, y'all. Hey, you know the contract.
Hey, you forgot something, Danny.
What?
You forgot to congratulate
Pat. Yeah, I don't know
Pat.
If you heard Pat. Pat's in the Hall of Fame. You might want to give him a kiss.
Oh, yeah. Pat, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Enough of that.
The contract with Bill, it sounds like it's like Jeff Long was saying, like, okay, if you're a really good coach for us, you know, we will let someone come in and hire you away if they want to, and we won't make it very hard, much money for them to pay. But if you're not a very good coach, we're going to keep you anyway because the buyout's so high we can't really afford to pay it. You know, that just don't make much sense, you know. And even the Colorado State coach had the sense enough to put a $7.5 million buyout on their coach. Seems to me like the athletic director of Colorado State smarter than one we got.
Well, here's the thing. I think, and I don't know if it's about being smart. I think it's like Pat pointed out. How much value do you see in the coach? How much do you feel like you're getting the better end of the bargain being able to get them? And I think it was a big coup to get Bielema at Arkansas, and I think they felt that way. And so they said, hey, look, we're going to make this basically these terms so good you can't say no. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And for coach McElwain, Petrino, they were lucky to get him out there.
Coach Petrino's buyout wasn't like this, I don't think. If he would have left, I mean, somebody would have had to pay a whole lot of money, I think.
Well, yeah, I think that's right.
And his reputation – obviously was staying at a program for a couple of years and then leaving.
Well, but here's the thing, too, and Danny, I appreciate the call. He had the reputation, too, that he hasn't stayed anywhere for very long because he was kind of a nomad. And so he had to show, hey, look, I'll take an $18 million buyout, but you got to give me $18 million if you want to see me gone, too. So it was a perfect marriage as far as we feel fortunate to have you, you feel fortunate to have us, you want to stay here long term. So he was the one to agree to whatever. It was a different situation completely. So
most of the time, I think we can both agree on this. We can all agree on this. When those contracts are made, we know if they want somebody out or want somebody in, they're going to find a way to financially make that happen.
Yeah, but these programs we talk about on the regular basis, they got a big pot of money that they can pay if they choose to. I got to think if I was a million-dollar donor, it would bother me that they're just paying these guys $6 or $7 million to go away. But like we've seen at Arkansas State, right? You get a million-dollar buyout or whatever it was from the last coach, who I can't even remember now who it was. There have been five changes over the last 5 years. But then Blake Anderson. But you know what you do? You put a lot of extra money back into.
Sure, yeah.
And it's not so expensive that a team won't pay it. Oh, it was Boise.
Yeah, how's Colorado State sitting right now? Right, with
that
boatload of money.
Same situation.
That Florida can spend.
I mean, it didn't seven, but they got quite a bit when Harsin left and went to Boise after a year. Remember, so it was a great deal
that's
for him.
Right,
he understood that. But and ASU said, "Hey, cool, we'll get another guy who's good, and we got a whole this pot of money that we don't have to pay all at one time to one guy. So it's all good." All right, we come back. We'll talk to John Walters, the play-by-play voice of Iowa State football and basketball, and he does TV, too. He's got a lot going on.
He is he's more talented by himself than other guys in this room.
That is not amazing. That's not hard to believe at all. Jose, real quick, if you could. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, congratulations, Patrick. Well honored, well deserved, my friend.
Thank you, Jose.
Hey, Justin, have you heard anything about Houston going to Tulsa? Any update on that?
No, I have not, but I will try to look around and see if we can find out. I know there's mutual admiration there, so we'll see.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you, buddy.
Later,
I'm sure we'll talk to you before then. Thanks, Jose. I appreciate it. Quick timeout. We'll be back on the campus of Iowa State University, where tonight it all goes down. Two top 20 teams facing off on the hardwood.
It's finally here, my man.
John's going to have to keep up with the action. It's going to be brisk, my friend. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay tuned.